I stuck my index finger in the pan and watched the oil bubble up around it, searing and cooking the flesh. "It's hot enough," I said, pulling my finger out and dumping in the pancetta. It sizzled, splashing me a bit on my arm. Candy frowned. "I wish you wouldn't do that. It really freaks me out." Just to mess with her further, I put my finger in my mouth and pulled off the cooked bit, chewing and swallowing before creating a new fingertip. "I've got to see if the oil is hot enough before I put in the meat, or it'll be all greasy." Candy looked revolted. Wyatt came into my kitchen and planted a kiss on my lips. Wyatt was my sexy human neighbor and my boyfriend. We'd flirted and palled around for the 2 years since he moved in next door, but this summer things had gotten hot and heavy between us. He was my best friend. Everything was better with Wyatt around. "Ew, I can't believe you kissed her on the mouth. She just ate her finger, you know?" Candy choked out. Wyatt grinned. "Tastes like bacon." Did I mention how much I liked Wyatt? "By the way, your red light is on," he added. Fuck, it was Dar, again. Dar was my foster brother. He'd been calling me and leaving messages for months now on the mirror I use as an inter-realm communication device. I always deleted them without listening because he was a pest, but the calls were becoming more frequent.
"You really should see what he wants," Wyatt said. "Otherwise, he'll never leave you alone."
He was right. And I was beginning to worry a bit about the constant messages. Demons may not have the same kind of relationship as humans, but we do form attachments and care about others in our own way. Dar and I had grown up together. We pulled each other out of a lot of jams. Gotten each other into a lot of jams, too, but that's pretty common with demons. "Can you just erase it?" I asked Wyatt. "I promise I'll call him after dinner."